TH, to some people, it seems, the existence they find around themselves, they find themselves in, and that they have accepted as, you know, reality, the world, you know, this is where I grew up and this is how it is. Yeah, tend to accept that as reality. Whether positive or negative, but and I would say, if we want to look at, you know, the history of humankind, of civilization rising and flourishing and rotting and falling, we see that we are in, you know, we're looking at such a civilization now. And I would say, when it starts to fall apart, when it's, you know, because that's not a conspiracy theory style, that's just studying history, right? Or Roman Empire, the British Empire, and now the great, you know, great, fantastic empire over there in the West, or wherever it is now. Seems like it's more all over the place. Global North, they call it nowadays. Anyway, somewhere there, which I grew up in and can testify about by my own personal experience, because what I reacted towards or against since I was young was when people, they kind of are so comfortable in their life, in their ways, in their little, you know, I'm a small town guy, and the people in that town, they seem that in those days not even know what the world looks like outside, what's going on. They only had contact with the rest of the world through television and radio and newspapers. So then, of course, they accept the picture they get through those media, which are controlled by the state, were in those days, and certain companies, which it is more and more now. So that's where they, many people got and get their worldview from. That's all they see outside of what's in their immediate surroundings, or now we can travel more here and there, so we are more aware of the planet now. But what we can see now, again, we call the global north, global south, is a long way back history of this side of now called Global North behaving in not so nice ways to the Global South, being exploitative, to say the least. I mean, we don't need to get into, you know, details, but study colonialism. We have the slavery, we have this and that, and it's still going on. To a large extent. But it's now accepted as fair competition and business and whatever it is, democracy. Gloriously and benignly, how do you say? taking over the world from the primitive, whatever, pre-democracy. You know, this is whole narrative they call today, this whole worldview that we have about the political world, the military, the society we live in, the world in general, nature that we live in. Is it just foil hats who warn us that we are destroying the environment? Well, I think more and more people, you know, when I was a teenager and I realized, I learned about this environmental threat back in, you know, 1970-something. That was considered fantasy. Doomsday prophets. So, but the thing is, at least that's how it tends, seems to me, that when you are in a civilization, you know, a culture, or country, or whatever, or part of the world, a gang of people, where you had everything you needed for long, long time, and you were not depending on God or others or anything, you know, just you are great and you're going to be continue being great, and look, because we did this and that, and because we are so great and we have all these comforts and fancy life. But of course, again, you start scraping a little bit on that surface, the makeup, and you find that colonialism, you find a lifestyle even today in the West that is maintained and was originally built up largely from exploitation of other parts of the world, whether it is, was and is, in the form of grabbing their natural resources practically for free. Well, look at the history of Africa since the Europeans started coming. South America, the plundering of China and India, and so on and so forth. So here we are. But the thing is, when a person is in such a life, you can think, oh, you know, they're smart and we are smart, they would probably say, because they are part of that gang. So, you know, the smart, they win. That's law of nature. So you get this kind of, or have this kind of evolutionary, materialistic evolution theory there behind it, kind of justifying it even, and also kind of ethics. So, but what I wanted to say here was that and I'm sure fairly that you also seeing that around you, that sometimes, you know, people, they just refuse to see something that is a fact, that is a truth, that is reality. And they just, they don't look further than that immediate field of constructed reality that they have around themselves. That, and when I mean say constructed, I mean, you know, that which has grown upon them or us. I mean, we're all susceptible to that. That we grow up with from, you know, parents and school and friends and society and all that, right? So I really think that for us to get this, I mean, we can all see. I mean, if you can't see that the world needs to be fixed up a bit, then I'm sorry, but I have to shout, you know, wake up, for God's sake, wake. But I think most of us, we can see that far and agree. But the rest is, you know, it requires a bit of waking up and learning and seeing and cleaning slates. Because when a culture or civilization is on a decline, and with that I mean that, especially if it's based on some kind of parasitic behavior or non-human behavior, exploitative behavior, or this kind of, it can't be maintained. I mean, if it's not based on Dharma, as I say in India, the way of life, the way life works, the way nature works, including us, and that the way then our civilization needs to work in order to work. If we don't know that, we can't see that, if we stop following that because we slide into some kind of dream or get carried away. And I mean, when people, we can see that also in history, when humans, civilization, you know, groups of people get into that and they get a lot of money and wealth, and especially maybe when they get new rich, and easy money, that kind of thing. They can be, get spoiled and arrogant and puffed up and egocentric and greedy, and that's when it starts to go down. Because those qualities are, you know, the cardinal sins that the Christian talk about, the lower Patala realm, let's say in India, of the lower qualities, there are lower locus of in us. And that way we'll also then live in if we continue to go that way. So, I mean, this is for real. This is serious. It's about life. And it's about our life, your life, my life, all of us here. And, you know, I keep hearing, and it is, I can't even grasp that it's for real. You have this country down there, Israel, with this man who is a leader, and I mean, who's behaving like, I mean, we speak Hitler as some kind of archetype for an evil leader, but this, I mean, what's going on there? Just throwing missiles in the middle of the night on civilians' houses in Lebanon, and, you know, we have videos online of these people, they're filming them, and I couldn't find it, but I don't even know where to look at it. Filming themselves, each other, burning, dying by burning up. And such behavior is supported by, even, you know, the U.S. have their warships over there ready to support that country if someone else gets angry and wants to take revenge. I mean, what's going on? So, And we can do what we did also when I was young. You know, youth all over the world, people from all, especially youth, but people from all over the world getting together and protesting that Vietnam War. Because that's when all this madness started, you know, this big empire just coming down on, I mean, on little countries and trying to just take over and control. And, you know, and again, that was basically some kind of new imperialism, colonialism, which of course we call imperialism. And down with imperialists, we used to shout on the street then. So today we can use this entire fantastic internet, wonderful internet, to protest. And those people who behave like that, they may be in a leading position. I have those smarter behind that, they're the business, you know, the super duper rich and powerful, and they're so smart and they're so powerful that you don't even notice them. Basically, they live in some paradise island or whatever somewhere, thinking they are, you know, really the greatest. But if they are like that too, psychopaths, and I'm talking to you guys and girls now, we need to look at our own hearts, and you too. What is going on in there? Is it just me and more, and me and my family and my friends, and we're going to have a party all life? Bathe in money, and I'm not even aware of that my lifestyle and my super duper company or country or power gang exist at the cost of billions of people on the other side of the planet. So yeah, we have the northern globe and southern, I mean, why they call it that, but that's just what we have today. So what I'm sitting here saying is that number one, open up our eyes and see what's going on. Because it takes a little bit more than just seeing what is being shown on the screens that you have now. But it requires looking for it, digging a little deeper, searching the truth, not just the official version of it that those who gave you the screens served you. And see who is who. And it's actually very simple. If you find that this leader here and that leader over there in charge of this and that, oops, makes my food and my medicine and my everything and the weapons that they tell us to use to kill the others and, you know, all of that. If I see that those people, I don't sympathize with their understanding of life and the world and us, then I won't support them. If I have such a leader on top of me, I just say, sorry, bye-bye, you're not my leader, I'm not your follower. And if that person tries to force me to be follower, well then, you know, I will either move somewhere else or I will happy or a rebel. Because I am not going to follow and support and work for someone like that. But they are smart. They have very smart people employed. And they will not come like that and say, now you're going to do what I'm saying. They will try to create our opinions, create our reality without us even noticing it. I mean, of course it's easy. You don't need to be super smart for that. So there is school, there is this, there is that, the social pressure and the media today. It was more difficult when I was young because then we just took it for granted that television and newspapers, that's the truth, and radio, that's reality. But today it's kind of obvious that there is a lot of stuff flying around there which isn't really connected to reality, which isn't based on facts. And the only ones in the end of the day who decide that is ourselves. What do I accept? What do I follow? What is my reality? What can I really? And of course, for people who don't want to be researchers all their lives, you tend to follow someone you can respect. But then also, we need facts that we can check if we want them by following sources. So if such people that you respect and want to follow give such facts and give you the sources and encourage you to do your homework if you have time and ability to, you know, to dig and check the facts, that in itself is a good sign of someone you could probably trust. Of course, unless the facts are fabricated and just looking like facts because they are signed by some PhD or whatever, then when you dig deeper into all those difficult academic words, then there's nothing there. That can also happen too often nowadays, unfortunately, for different reasons. But now I may start sounding like a conspiracy theorist, so we leave it here for today. And anyway, I may sound like I'm critical here, but I really want to, and I find there's a need to, at least that's how it looks to me, set the scene here, and then from here we will go on with some real nice and cool truth-seeking. Not just to sit there and I have the truth, but understanding, knowledge, insights that matter, that will make our lives happier and better and working out.